From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Pakistani army is trying to save tens of thousands of people trapped in the worst floods in the country in decades. Officials in Pakistan now say more than 1,000 people have died. Thousands of others have been forced from their homes. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
By Saturday night, the army had evacuated 19,000 people trapped by the deluge. After touring the stricken areas, the sheer scale of the flooding and the government's inability to provide immediate relief has sparked anger among those affected. Perceptions of mismanagement have also plagued the recovery of the plane crash that killed 152 people in stormy weather in Islamabad last week. Swat Valley, recovering from an onslaught against the Taliban a year ago, is among the hardest-hit flood areas. Torrential rains killed hundreds there and left thousands without food or shelter. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Hundreds of new fires broke out in western Russia today, adding to hundreds already burning. The fires began last week because of record heat and a drought. At least 28 people have died and thousands of people are homeless. Thousands of farmers face financial ruin as their crops wither from the intense heat and lack of rain. Russia is one of the largest wheat exporters in the world. The Netherlands today ended its military mission in Afghanistan after 4 years. The BBC's David Loyne reports from Kabul that the nearly 2,000-strong contingent was considered among the most effective of the foreign forces there.
The Dutch handover of Uruzgan province marks a turning point in the Afghan war. This is the first NATO country to leave. With Canada set to pull its troops out next year and Poland the year after, there is increasing political pressure in other countries where the war is becoming less popular. It's a growing political argument in Germany and is likely to be an issue in the election later this month in Australia, whose troops have partly filled the gap left by the departing Dutch in Uruzgan province. NATO spokesman Dominic Medley said that the alliance remained firmly behind the war, even if some countries were pulling out their troops.
The BBC's David Loyne reporting from Kabul. A minibus struck a roadside bomb in southern Afghanistan this morning. Authorities say 6 people were killed, all civilians. The top U.S. military officer says the U.S. is committed to protecting Afghans who may be at risk because of the release of classified documents by the website WikiLeaks. Admiral Mike Mullen told NBC the U.S. must shield those identified.
The Taliban spokesman has come out in the last day or so and said that they're looking at the names, and I think that's evidence of what that potential is.
President Obama appeared on another Sunday talk show today. He told CBS his goal in Afghanistan is modest and attainable. Don't allow terrorists to operate from the region. This is NPR News from Washington. Officials in the United Arab Emirates announced today they plan to block some features on BlackBerry smartphones starting October 11th. They cite national security concerns, saying unlike other phones that provide email service, the BlackBerry phones automatically send users' data to servers overseas. The ban will apply to email, messaging, and web browsing services. Government censors in the Emirates routinely block access to websites believed to foster political discontent or values contrary to Islam. New restrictions go into effect today for young drivers in the province of Ontario. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, it's an effort to curb the number of fatal drinking and driving accidents across the province.
One police officer says it's a situation where there's been too much bloodshed, too many injuries, and too much death. As of today, new drivers aged 21 or under will be subject to strict penalties if they are found with any alcohol in their systems. That includes an immediate 24-hour license suspension, an extended 30-day suspension, and up to $500 in fines. The province's Ministry of Transportation says drivers between 19 and 21 are 1.5 times more likely to be involved in fatal drinking and driving accidents as any other age group. It says over the past decade, 235 drivers under the age of 21 have been killed in alcohol-related collisions across the province. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Congressional investigators say the Coast Guard routinely approved requests by BP to use toxic chemicals to disperse the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, despite a federal directive to use them sparingly. The chemicals are effective, but their long-term effects are unknown. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.